It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. One of the big economic development questions that Mayor Bloomberg and Mayor de Blasio have both been focusing on is how to make New York City the biggest possible magnet for technology companies offering well-paying technology jobs, and not just for elite programmers and engineers, but up and down the tech skills workforce. One of the means to attracting those jobs is to have a qualified workforce, and that means starting early, educating for technological competence in the New York City public schools with more than a million kids. Let's find out how they're doing that with Michael Preston, Senior Director of Digital Learning in the Office of Postsecondary Readiness, and Deputy Chancellor Phil Weinberg. Mr. Preston, Mr. Weinberg, thanks for coming on and welcome to WNYC.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good morning, Brian. Nice to meet you.
And let's open the phones for both parents and educators, as well as any students who may be listening. How do you in your classrooms, how do you in your schools, how do you in your homes educate for technological literacy? Anyone sending your kid to coding camp or anyone else? 212-433-WNYC. We're on, obviously, summer vacation for people in the school system. Anyone want to weigh in on this, on how your school is doing it or what you need from the central office or anything? 212-433-9692. And, Mr. Preston, since you're in the Office of Postsecondary Readiness, is this a part of getting kids not just to graduate high school but also be ready to succeed in college increasingly?
Very much so. Our office's work, both related to technology and not, is all about preparing kids for their life after high school, whether it be a diverse range of postsecondary pathways, higher ed, jobs and careers, whatever they may take on, or a combination of both, which is often the case.
And the digital learning in your title, what does that refer to? I imagine it's not just using a computer to do research or things like that.
That's right. Actually, digital learning spans a whole lot of different things, including we work closely to support school-based innovations in technology, student-centered learning, and practices that scaffold students' agency and ownership of learning. And then, of course, computer science education, which is a relatively new program area that we started last year.
Mr. Weinberg, one of the goals of the de Blasio administration, as I understand it, is to make sure we're educating for and attracting not just the most elite technology jobs that something like the new Cornell Graduate School on Roosevelt Island will be educating for, but also tech jobs up and down the ladder, technicians and IT people of various kinds that will help build a mass middle-class workforce that manufacturing used to provide. Do you see your mission these days roughly in those terms?
Certainly those terms help define the mission. As we look at the way the school system functions, we're looking to make sure we provide the workforce for today and for tomorrow. We also want to ensure that what we teach our young people is to think well, and we think that prepares them for the workforce, but it also prepares them to be simply productive members of society, and our work in computer science and in computer engineering is a step in that direction.
How much is technology education a function of school-by-school emphasis? I want to play a clip that many of our listeners probably heard but forgot about, of President Obama mentioning the city's PTEC program in one of his State of the Union addresses. And then I'll ask you to remind us about PTEC and whether this is kind of a school-by-school emphasis question. Here's the President, 2013, State of the Union.
Now at schools like PTEC in Brooklyn, a collaboration between New York Public Schools and City University of New York and IBM, students will graduate with a high school diploma and an associate's degree in computers or engineering. We need to give every American student opportunities like this.
President Obama from the 2013 State of the Union address. So, Mr. Weinberg, remind us about PTEC and what some other programs are that are school specific.
Well, Brian, I remember that well. It's an exciting moment for New York City schools, and PTEC is one of the places we're beginning to work out how this will function in all of our schools. We have schools like the Academy for Software Engineering and the Bronx Academy for Software Engineering that are also doing work in this vein, and we'll have a new school opening up next year in Queens doing some similar work. What we see we're doing right now is seeding the work in specific schools so we can learn how it functions best for our young people, and we're going to push that work out to other schools over time.
This is WNYC FM HD and AM New York, WNJT FM 88.1 Trenton, WNJP 88.5 Sussex, WNJY 89.3 Netcong, and WNJO 90.3 Toms River. It's New York and New Jersey Public Radio. As we talk about technology education, one of the most important things to increase the quality of nationwide, and we're talking about it in New York City with Michael Preston, Senior Director of Digital Learning in the Office of Postsecondary Readiness, and New York City Deputy Chancellor Phil Weinberg. And let's take a phone call. Let's see. How about Sandra in Manhattan? You're on WNYC. Hello, Sandra.
Hi, Brian. Thank you very much. I very much enjoy your show.
Thank you for hosting
the Department of Education representatives. My question to the Department of Education representatives relates to the technology infrastructure. My children have been in the public school system. We're both just in middle school in Manhattan, and we have the access to the computers. We're lucky enough to have the access to the computers themselves, but they can't all use the computers at once. When the computers are being used too much, the technology infrastructure does not support that. And as I understand it, that's something that we must do through the Department of Education in terms of technology upgrades and such, so that the infrastructure can support the multiple use of computers. So I'd like to hear from the Department of Education spokespeople about that question.
Which of you wants it?
I'll start, Phil. We are working with DIIT to make sure that all our schools have the bandwidth necessary to do the work that they need to do. It is a massive undertaking that we've actually proceeded with very well, and we have fiber in almost all of our schools right now. If there are schools where it's not functioning, I'm sure they're on DIIT's list to be upgraded going forward. We are constrained simply by money and time, but we're really rapidly making sure that schools are able to use the most recent technologies quickly.
May I just raise the catch-22 that with respect to how much technology they were using, they were told, well, you're not using so much, so you don't need an upgrade. And the point was, we're not using so much because we can't, because it ends up crashing and the kids end up spending all this time, you know, wasting time in a class while it's crashing. So there's sort of that, the question of using the actual use time as a criterion for the upgrade doesn't work, because the schools have compensated by saying, okay, we can't all use it at once. So I would really appreciate it if the DOE and you, I'm glad we have, you know, the person in charge of all this, could sort of take that into account going forward, that actually measuring the use in the school is not a good indicator of how much the school would like to use it going forward.
Sandra, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead. Did you want to say something else about that? Phil?
No, I'm fine. It's a fair point, and we are looking into making sure that all our schools have as much access as they need.
On the curriculum level, are there universal technological competencies among the Common Core standards?
This is Michael. The Common Core embeds technology. They're not necessarily called out as specific standards. However, there are a wide range of national standards, including ISTEs for the use of technology and CSTA for computer science standards. And so we're very closely aligned with those. But I think part of our work, both in the programs we do, are bringing technology in a really thoughtful and purposeful way throughout the instructional agenda of our schools.
Are we getting to the point where this should be taught as, you know, one of the core subjects? Maybe there should be a coding regents, I don't know, something like that, as important or more so than some of the ones they have to pass now, arguably.
I think that the way topics we teach over time change, as they always have been. What we're really interested in here is the way in which something like coding speaks to the Common Core, because it's about logical thinking, and it's another way in for us, working with our students to make sure that we are teaching the essential skills that are important for us to make sure our students are productive members of society. To code is to think logically. That's what we want all our students to be able to do.
Brian in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Brian. How are you doing?
Okay, thank you.
First of all, I want to thank you for the show, and I want to thank the people. I'm a teacher in New York, and it's a very hard job. And when you're dealing with a population in the school systems that's twice the size of Detroit, you know, it's really difficult to do things. I do want to second the thing that, you know, there are problems with connectivity that you do waste a lot of classes on that. But the main thing I have a problem with it is that a lot of times this tends to be a top-down sort of autocratic way of approaching things. And I said to your screener that the tail ends up wagging the dog, that, you know, you end up having to change your curriculum. I like to have the computers in there. I like to be able to have the options to do things. But there are all sorts of problems. I mean, one of the biggest problems is that, you know, if you're using the Internet for stuff, our students are very adept. They use proxy servers, and so they can watch videos all the time. I mean, you have to just be monitoring them all the time. You know, whatever they want, they can find. So that, you know, it creates as many problems as it solves. And by the way, on the Regents question, coding Regents as a foreign language credit, that would make sense.
Who wants it?
We are always going to be working with the ways in which we can keep up with technology and keep up with our students. But we are moving in a direction that makes us very happy, actually, about how we're helping young people come to be responsible purveyors of the Internet.
In terms of coding and a Regents, I think we have a ways to go before we are at a place where we can understand the full breadth of what our students will be learning. We just launched programs that are only a year or two old, including both of the new software engineering high schools that Phil mentioned, as well as our software engineering pilot in 18 schools. So we are developing curriculum, we're developing standards, we're working really closely with teachers across the city to learn how to become computer science teachers. So I think we're taking a long view where we're building a lot of capacity in the school system.
I heard one stat that there aren't many computer science teachers per se in the system, given the number of kids. Is that a number you look at? And where do computer science classes per se come into it?
Right. There really are not a huge number of computer science teachers in the system. There aren't really a pipeline of teachers coming out of the teacher education schools. That said, we're working with existing teachers who I think are our best source of people who are adept in the classroom and really eager and willing to take on this new area. So of the 40 or so teachers in our software engineering pilot, we have as many social studies teachers as math teachers who are really eager, and we work year-round with them to learn about computer science, a full breadth of topics. That's just the beginning of a program. I think we need to understand better how to do this and build more of a pipeline.
Are there other school systems that you consider state-of-the-art that are doing especially innovative or comprehensive things that have caught your attention?
I think this is something that's happening all over the country right now. There are a lot of advocacy groups and a lot of interesting work that's happening in most of the urban school districts, for example. I think we're all learning at the same time.
And before you go, Mr. Weinberg, while you're here, we saw the article on Chalkbeat the other day about five of the seven people leaving from among those you originally tapped to head the Office of Teaching and Learning earlier this year. Is something not working?
No, not at all. We have a lot of great people in the department who are doing fantastic work, and I'm happy to be working with them. As we make change, we're moving forward, and things are going actually very, very well.
Is it a matter of reform after the Bloomberg years, or is that not the way you look at it? What's the task as you see it, big picture?
The big picture task is to make sure we educate our young people well so that they can be independent thinkers and good learners. I think the people who I'm fortunate to work with are going to be the right people to do that, and I'm very proud.
But is it a matter of turning the ship after 12 years of Bloomberg policy, or how do you see this improvement? Is it, you know, is it linear? Is it building on what was done? Is it course correction? How would you characterize it?
We're building up upon what was there, and we're moving forward, and I think we're going in a very good direction. We're focused on how young people have to learn, and that's the job, and that has always and will always be the job of any school system.
All right. Last thing either of you want to say about technological education?
I'm good. Thank you. It was a pleasure, though.
All right. And Mr. Preston?
No, thanks very much. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
All right. It's important stuff. Good luck with your work.
Thank you very much.
Deputy Chancellor Phil Weinberg and Michael Preston, Senior Director of Digital Learning in the Office of Post-Secondary Readiness, with us talking about tech ed to help build a tech-ready workforce in New York City. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. More to come. Stay tuned.